Just a couple of days ago, we celebrated the solemn feast of the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ into heaven. And so the readings of today look to that in particular. He speaks of his having been in the world with the apostles and disciples as something in the past, though it isn't really in the past, because he is still with us. And it is because he has gone that he now is able to complete the cycle of the life of the Trinity, which on earth must be mirrored, or must mirror that of heaven, that the Father sends the Son, the eternal Word, the truth, and the Father and the Son send their Holy Spirit. And so we already are in the second day of the novena to the Holy Spirit, which we shall say presently, and which you have in your pews. And we beseech the Holy Spirit to come upon us, to give us the gifts that he brings, the fruits that he bestows. And in another way today, of course it's Saturday, and we celebrate the day dedicated to the Blessed Mother, Mary Most Holy, the Immaculate Ever Virgin Mary, Mother of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We also celebrate because of that, because this whole month is consecrated to her motherhood. We also celebrate on this day, a day in commemoration and in prayer for all our mothers. Of course, you have handed in many names to be prayed for during the next month, which they shall be remembered at every Mass during the month of May until we celebrate Father's Day in June. And then we will celebrate and pray for them for a whole month as well. But it is, of course, a very great gift of God that he has given us two mothers, sometimes even more, because he has given us our own personal mother who gave us birth. In some cases, there are some who are also having a third mother if they are adopted by someone else because their mother was not living or was not available in some way. But the most important mother of all is that mother to whom we look here on the altar, the mother of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the mother of the Church, the mother and queen of the apostles. And so we, together with her and the apostles, beseech the Holy Spirit to come upon us. We beseech the Father and the Son to bestow on us their spirit of love. And so, as we continue with this novena that was commanded by Christ, unfortunately is very much forgotten in most churches today, but it was commanded by Christ. It is the first novena and the most important novena as we proceed forward to Pentecost Sunday, which is the baptism. Many say birthday, that is incorrect. It is the baptism of the Church. The Church was born on the cross from the side of Christ, just like Eve was born from the side of Adam. And so the Church is born. And Mary stands there by the cross, representing the Church, representing us, and also taking our petitions to him. There is no one in heaven or on the earth that is closer to our Lord than the Blessed Virgin Mary. And so today, as we honor all our mothers, we honor especially her. And tomorrow, the girls of our parish will crown the statue of Fatima made from the trees that are found in the vicinity of the sanctuary of Our Lady of Fatima in Portugal, and they will crown her and honor her as we do every year. And as we crown her, and this one is already crowned, which has been here since 1929, we give thanks to God for his Holy Mother, and we beseech her to intercede for us and to take all our petitions to him. And in a special way on this Sunday, we beseech her to intercede for all our mothers, both living and deceased, especially the souls of all the mothers who are still lingering in the fires of purgatory, awaiting their deliverance from the sins which they could not make up for before they died. And so I remind you to make up for your sins while you're alive, to go to confession frequently, at the least once a month, and to go to communion in the state of grace as often as you can, even if necessary, and if possible, once a day. So today we give thanks to God for these blessings. And I wish all the mothers who are here a most blessed and happy day tomorrow as you remember your role in the family and in the church as well as the world to be holy and saintly mothers. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.